Today is one of those days in the church here where we sort of feel excited and cheated at the same time, or overwhelmed. Sometime during the course of when I was a little kid, by the time I became a pastor, Palm Sunday became Passion Sunday. And it sort of became more like a preview of Good Friday than the celebration that we all like, where everybody's on the same page with Jesus. And I want to coalesce with this. It's not just getting the sermon out of the way. But I want to coalesce this with the idea that we've been following the course of these last few weeks with the Daniel Plan and the five F's: faith, food, fitness, friends, and focus. And I thought, what a day to focus on focus. The idea, like, watch something. And I thought about, watching the hands. Friday night, my wife and I were in Las Vegas, and I was hoping to see somebody sitting on the street corner with one of those shell games or those bent-up cards, and you have to pick it, fleecing people to come by, and somebody would say, watch the hands, to see if you can. I didn't see that. I saw a whole bunch of other stuff that we'll go into, but I didn't see any of that. Saw one guy that was trying to juggle while he was on a skateboard on top of two cross-legged section pipes, and I said, wow, that's pretty cool, but nobody was saying, watch his hands as he was juggling. I thought of myself being a little kid living in Hawaii, and someone told me to, when the hula dancers are going, watch the hands. I'm like, yeah,
right.
The hands tell a story. But this is a day where we need to focus on the hands. The hands of the crowd. On a Sunday morning, welcoming Jesus, those hands are upraised and cheering, they're waving palms, saying, welcome. By the end of the week, those hands will be clenched in fists. Shall they crucify him? The hands of Judas trying to push Jesus in a different direction, reaching out and taking 30 pieces of silver, later throwing those silver pieces away, embracing his Lord to give him a kiss to symbolize the betrayal. The hands of the chief priests and leaders that were pointing accusing fingers, false accusations at him. They couldn't find anything to charge him with except that they were really upset by what he was doing. The same hands of those religious leaders that rent their garments in disgust and abhorrence. The same hands that actually smack him around. Old pastor hands. Sometimes the force of the blow isn't in the power behind it. The hands of Pilate, who implores the people around him that this man is innocent and yet bows to pressure, who washes those hands but can't wash away the sin, the guilt. The hands of the soldiers, who Pilate releases Jesus to, who strike him mercilessly, who devise a crown of thorns and jam it on his head, who scourge and whip him and shovel him around out of the city to the place of execution. The hands of complicity. But not all the hands of the story you're going to hear were against Jesus. Some came to his aid. The hands of Simon of Cyrene, the tourist, the visitor in Jerusalem, who's a spectator of this grisly parade of men being executed, that's hauled out of the crowd and becomes the first, literally the first person to follow Jesus' message to take up a cross and follow him. Takes up Christ's own cross when he can stand it no more. In the hands of Joseph of Arimathea. Phrase, too little, too late. He was a secret disciple, but didn't vocalize his faith in Jesus because he was afraid. But after he's dead, when all is lost, it's him that opens up his hands and says, let me receive the corpse of the one I should have stood for when it was alive. Let me bury it in my own tomb. And of course, of all the hands we want to watch on this hopeful yet grisly day, the ones we haven't mentioned yet are the most important of all. Christ's own hands. His holy, holy hands. Nailed to a cross in our place. And even as nailed to the cross, blessing us in such a way where our sins are forgiven. Our communion with God restored. the hands that are bound and yet open up in triumph in the grave. Christ's hands, the ones we celebrate today. Watch the hands. Focus on what the hands are doing, and maybe in that same focus outward, focus inward to what your hands are doing, what you are up to, what you have built up, what you've torn down, what you have labored to care and tenderly uplift, and what you've kept away. Watch your own hands, not just this morning, but wherever you go, this week and all your life. During World War II, there was this town, Copstone, England, that was completely leveled by some German bombing. And in the effort of rebuilding this town, it was nothing but rubble. They got funds together and got enough to be reinstated, put everything in place. But the problem was, they had one thing the town was known for at Center Park, and this big statue of Jesus that said, "Come unto me." As they reconstructed that statue, not a trace of the hands could be found. Somehow in the rubble and in the destruction, they were completely missing. And the statue was built up, but there weren't any hands for it. And so they decided in a council, what should we do? Should we get a special architect or an artist to graft new hands on this one? And they said no. So instead of the statue being completely whole, the hands were still blown off. Jesus was an amputee. And instead of saying at the bottom, "Come unto me," the new inscription at the base said, "Christ has no hands but ours." On this Palm Sunday, focus on the hands. What's done to Jesus, what Jesus has done for us, what we can do. Let's go forward outside for the confession of our sins.